Well, I've been looking forward to welcoming the folks we have on the air with us for a while now. They are members of the cast of the Reduced Shakespeare Company production of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. There's a lot of modifiers in that. I'm going to have folks introduce themselves.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Austin Titchener.
I'm Reed Martin.
I'm Teddy Spencer.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
We should clarify. You said we're the members of.
Members of. It's just you. Three.
It's just us. That's why we're reduced. There's only three of us.
Only three.
A cast of three, reduced in numbers and reduced in quality.
I think we play 46, 49 characters in Shakespeare's long-lost first play.
Yeah, out of his 1,639 characters.
Yeah, that's why it's abridged.
Yeah. That's right.
And you were reduced. This sounds like a careful reduction, almost like what a chef would do in a cast iron skillet. You began, or maybe it would have to be one of those big pots like we see cannibals, and it's boiled down, and you three were the ones that emerged.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a funny story. We do William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, and people say, well, what is that? Well, we were on tour in England last year, and we had just finished performing at a theater in Leicester.
Yeah, and we went back to Titus, which was parked in a parking garage.
You should explain what Titus is.
Oh, yeah, right. We travel in a large 12-seat passenger van we call Titus Vandronicus.
But there are three of you, and there are 12 seats in your van.
We have a lot of costumes.
Yes.
A lot of costumes and props because we play all these characters. So anyway, we went back to Titus, which was parked in this parking lot in Leicester.
And we saw a hole in the parking lot.
And down in the hole, we found a pile of bones.
That looked utterly unimportant.
But next to the bones was a bundle of papers.
Yeah, and that bundle of papers turned out to be
William Shakespeare's long-lost first play,
Abridged.
Yeah. Huh. Well, it was just the play.
Yes. We abridged it. Yeah. It turned out it was 100 hours long.
Yeah, no one wants to sit through that.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, and it's a lie. That's the premise. Some people go, you found Shakespeare's first play that nobody's ever done and it's 100 hours long. No.
Well, some people say, oh, I don't like Shakespeare's early plays. No. It's a joke.
Yes. It's his most recent play. And we wrote it.
It makes me wonder what you could find in Pittsburgh's potholes. If you find a play like that, there could be amazing things.
Look at this fossilized pierogi.
Yes. Well,
they've been excavating outside our apartment late at night for several days, so curious what they find. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting. Now, I notice a ukulele is here. Is that part of the play?
I beg your pardon.
What?
Yes, is that what the ukulele is showing first thing in the morning? Yes, it is part of the show because one of the things that we find out about Shakespeare is that one of the reasons that it's lost is that it was his very first play where he had a lot of genius but no craft. And no sort of sense of political awareness. So in his first play, his character, he had written the character of Richard III, but instead of being the evil Machiavellian duke that he was, Shakespeare made him into a really nice guy in the first play, which could be a problem, right? Because Richard III was an ancestor of Queen Elizabeth. And an ancestor to a rival of Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
Am I doing this right?
It's very early.
It's very early to be thinking about all of this stuff. So anyway, in his first play, he makes Richard III a really nice guy. And he's determined that he meets a lady named Beatrice.
Hang on a minute. I need to give a ukulele trigger warning.
It's not an accordion. Come on. It's not bagpipes. But he falls in love with a woman named Beatrice, a character we also know from Much Ado About Nothing. And Beatrice does not return his affections. So he grabs a ukulele and he says, if I cannot prove a lover, I'm determined to prove a vaudevillian. Sigh no more, lady, sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot in sea and one on shore, to one thing constant never. So sigh not so, but let them go, and be you blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe into, hey, I was upset when Beatrice said she didn't love me, but I slept like a baby, I puked and cried and wet the bed. So sigh not so, but let them go, and be you blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe into, hey, my shrink said I was crazy. I said, I want a second opinion. He said, okay, you're a hunchback too. Converting all your sounds of woe into, hey, they laughed when I said I wanted to be a comedian. Well, they're not laughing now. Converting all your sounds of woe into, hey, nani, nani.
Still got it.
Beautifully done.
Morning.
That's the great Austin. It's Tichen Hour. Is that correct?
Am I Tichener? Yes.
Tichener. No, there is no U in the end. There, it's Tichener. No. All makes sense. So, before we continue with the spontaneous and unrehearsed frivolity, let's discover where you are all from and how you came to be, Why don't we start with Teddy, since he's there at the other end?
Yeah, I am from California, from the Bay Area, and I joined the company about 3 years ago now for the workshop production of this play, and then I've been with the company since then.
So you relocated to Pittsburgh to be part of the company?
I am here in Pittsburgh for the run of the show, but I'm loving Pittsburgh. This is my first time here, and I could not be enjoying
That's
it more.
That's great. I had my first time in San Francisco last year and liked it a lot. You
Excellent.
Know, I'd never been to California, actually, ever.
Good heavens.
And, you know, I reached a pretty, pretty old who have never been to California. And I was walking through California at one point, really enjoying it. I was with a friend. And I said, you know, I hope to go to California someday, and I'll bet it looks exactly like this. And I said, oh, wait a minute. I'm here.
Yeah.
I lost complete track. It was bizarre. Well, welcome.
Thank you so much.
What do you think of Pittsburgh so far?
I have been charmed and won over by it immediately. I didn't know what to expect at all, but the people here are so nice. I think this is the best time to be here weather-wise, so the weather's great. And yeah, great food. There's all these music festivals and everything.
Everything's half price compared to what you're used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So I'm really, really enjoying myself. I like it here a lot.
Well, that's great. And then let's meet Reed Martin.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What about you?
I'm fine. I am also from the Bay Area. I was raised and still live in Sonoma, California, up north of San Francisco. And I've been with the company since 1989. And this was my ninth visit to the Pittsburgh Public Theater.
Oh, terrific.
And so it's sort of a home away from home.
And then we have the just playing Austin Tichener. And tell me about yourself.
Yes, I am Austin Tichener. I also play Austin Tichener on TV. let's see. My parents loved each other very much. And
no, don't go back that far.
Oh, don't go that no. far. Well, I am also from San Francisco. I'm actually a fifth-generation San Franciscan. Reed and I met at University of California, Berkeley in college and went on to study theater. We ended up – we're very lucky. Theater is our day job. We get to make plays as part of our day job. We're making our livings doing this. And this is also my ninth time at the Public. It's always great to be back here, but I do think it's the first time we've been here in the nice weather. Typically, we've been here around the holidays, and it's definitely nicer to be walking around in shorts as opposed to parkas.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So are you on the road frequently with Reed Shakespeare?
We tour all the time. That's our gig. We are a theater company that does not have our own performance space.
And this is in the great 12 passenger van. What was that called?
What is it, Teddy?
Titus Vandronicus.
Nice.
Titus Vandronicus.
Yes.
And,
no, we're touring all. We have a big tour coming up this fall of the show, our original show, the show that started it all, William Shakespeare. The complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged. That was our very first show.
I remember that.
All of his plays and all of his sonnets in 90 minutes.
That's all online at reducedshakespeare.com, those dates.
So we do have a Pittsburgher here to help ensure that everything is balanced.
Because we're imbalanced.
Balanced.
So we need somebody who is balanced.
Right. So that would be Sean Hall. And Sean is with Pittsburgh Public Theater. Hello. And
hello.
You have some information about educational programs that we wanted to share.
And, yes.
Do tell.
Yes. We have our summer youth programs coming up starting on Monday. We have a scene study that involves grades 9 through 12. There's still time to sign up for that. It runs for 2 weeks. Next month, we have our Shakespeare Intensive, which I'm expecting you guys to come and join us for this.
Absolutely.
Intensive? No.
It's a wonderful three-week program culminating in an adapted Shakespearean play that runs with grades 9 through 12. We also have an improv class for those of you who are beginners and advanced and intermediate actors who just want to sort of get out there and try some new things.
Yes, and?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, good first role.
Yes, and?
Act Out is our...
Yes, and, oh, sorry.
An experienced actor. Act Out, which is grades 5 through 8, as well as the audition intensive if you're looking to audition for college or that local audition, your high school, perfect for those actors, grades 9 through 12. All of these summer programs you can find at our website at ppt.org.
Do you guys know, do you know where Tensive is? They're doing all these things intensive.
Intensive. I was in the circus, but it wasn't intense. It was in buildings.
They ran rings around you, too, I'm
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
It's Pittsburgh time. So. How can folks find more information?
You can either contact me at shall@ppt.org or go to our website, ppt.org/engage/learn. And we hope to see you there. We have a wonderful lineup of classes, and I think people will really enjoy them.
Yeah, you got a lot going on. So Radu Shakespeare Company is here, and three guys. You guys have the lock on this manuscript, right, on the William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, the only rights to it, right? So,
actually, interestingly, it is just about to be published. It was published in the UK a couple of months ago and by Joseph Weinberger. And our U.S. publisher is Broadway Play Publishing, and it's interesting. Just a couple of days ago, we were putting the final polishes on the script, so it's about to be released so that people can license it in the USA.
And perform it themselves,
and send us a nickel.
That's great.
but also, speaking of publishing, the other thing we did do, speaking of things that we have a lock on, is that Reed and I wrote, we are, as Shakespearean scholars, we are reduced ones, and we've written a pop-up book for children, as they say, of all ages, called Pop-Up Shakespeare.
Oh, can I see?
And I'm holding it up to the microphone so your listeners can see it.
Yeah, hold it real close to the microphone so your listeners can see it.
Explore all the plays and poems and pop-up.
It's illustrated handsomely, beautifully by Jenny Maisels, who is renowned in Britain and I think in this country as well for designing these beautiful pop-up books. She's done Pop-Up London, Pop-Up New York, and it's all of his plays. I know.
He's being attacked by the book.
It just popped up.
I just opened up to Twelfth Night.
He was frightened about Malvolio.
That's right.
Those yellow stockings.
The book reached out and bit him.
I haven't seen a pop-up book in ages.
It's broken down into comedies,
really
tragedies, histories,
and romances.
And romances.
And also a page about his life and where he grew up in Stratford and also where he worked in London.
And it's got some of the most famous quotes and nice little encapsulations of all the plays.
Oh, and there's little fold-outs, kind of like on Laugh-In or Joanne Worley.
Laugh-In is not a reference that they understood in the UK, but that's absolutely was in our minds.
Nor will many people understand it these
days.
That's
right, I suppose.
Although this is a really... my cat would like this, too.
Well, you know what? Scott Simon from National Public Radio said the exact same thing. He had to buy a second book because his cat had loved the first one.
Yes, his cat found the book delicious.
He listens to us.
This one, now Romeo and Juliet. Oh, this is – I can't imagine how these are made.
It's quite a process. On our website, we have interviews with Jenny, the artist, and also the editor of the book, talking about how these things are put together.
And Austin and I spend hours on each of them, cutting out the pages and gluing and stapling.
That's right.
We can only do like one a week.
I mean, there actually is a career of people do paper construction.
They engineers, make paper engineers.
Paper engineers. Yeah,
I believe that. I'm looking to see where it was.
It was published by Walker Books in the UK and Australia. It's published by Candlewick Press here in the United States. And in fact, on Saturday, June 23rd, Reed and I will be appearing at the Penguin Bookshop in Sewickley at 11 o'clock.
And there's a nice cat there, usually.
There you go. Okay. And we'll be talking about the book and signing
it. There truly is. It's a great bookstore. Ricky, try to get a picture of this, and we'll put in all of its centerfold glory, and we'll put that up there. We can't talk about prices of things, but this is not an expensive book.
No, it's not. It was perfect Father's Day gift.
In fact, we wanted it to be bigger, and they said, well, we learned that term price point, and they said if we made more pages, it would have to be more expensive, and we wanted it to be a reasonable price so
that would
families
be when,
could afford it.
When people point and to say, no way.
No way am I paying that
reduced
price.
Reduced price, reduced quality.
Yes. Reduced quality. Reduced Shakespeare company.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Comes full circle.
Yes. There's a name for that when something reduces. Something has to be a certain price or you won't think it has any value. It can't be too low. Economists know what that is, but I don't.
Me either.
I used to. Well, I knew our time was going to fly. Thank you. Let me turn to Sean first. Is there anything else we may have missed about education programs?
Oh, come see Reduce Shakespeare Company. We also have wonderful accessibility options on captioning, audio description for the show. We'd love to see as many people as possible. Come check these guys out. They're phenomenal.
And we are seeing families. Audiences, and that's always fun.
Yeah, we say the show's PG-13, pretty good if you're 13.
Yep, makes sense.
We're there through July 1st at the Pittsburgh Public Theater.
Yeah. Excellent. And you know, as long as you're here and it's this time, we have lots of birthdays to announce at this hour. That's why I mentioned we're going to sort of have to stop at this time, but we might as well keep you here. There's a ukulele.
Why not?
There's couple dozen birthdays to mention. Great. And maybe frivolity ones, too. Who knows? I'll just leave your mics on. You can do whatever you want while I mention that Barry is wished a happy birthday today by Michelle.
Barry, happy birthday.
Joel,
happy birthday, Barry.
Of Pleasant Unity, and Michaela of the North Side, and Lou of Point Breeze. Those are all today.
Oh, Lou of Point Breeze, such a nice guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the ones born tomorrow. Ian from Dad Jack in Greenfield. Lauren of East Liberty from Mom Karma.
Mom Karma.
Jim in Indiana. Hello, Jim. Happy birthday, buddy.
Jim.
From Cindy. And Jess from Jess's family in Fox Chapel.
Yep.
Coming up on Monday, Barbara from Jack. Kirsten of Southold, New York. Hi, Kirsten. Moshe of Butler. Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Happy birthday to Sarah. Ryan on Tuesday from Jack. Edward from your family. Michael of Penhills from your family. John of Massachusetts. Marianne of Regent's Square, Bob of Greensburg, and Annie of Mount Lebanon. Those are all Tuesday birthdays.
Tuesdays.
Coming up Tuesdays.
So you get the whole week.
The whole week. Yes, these are the week ahead. Not every birthday ever, but just folks who
I was going to say, how long is this list that you're going down?
These are just folks who have mailed us and asked us to wish them a happy birthday.
Nice. The shout out.
Martin of Highland Park, Sherry Harvey, Elias of Kennerdale, Anna of Shadyside, John of Regent Square, happy anniversary.
John of Gaunt.
Hank and Lois. Jack of Hearts, right? Nito of Bellevue, Camille of McCandless, Evan of Hampton, and Kelly of Mount Lebanon, all on Wednesday. On Thursday, Amelia from your family in Highland Park. Chris of Westview, Caitlin from Ralph and Marianne.
Wizard of Oz.
Bill from Teresa. Kristen of Dormont from your family, Joan of Cranberry. It does sound like Joan of Cranberry.
Yeah.
Joan of Arcadia. Alexis of Dodora and Pam and Vaughn in Youngwood. And finally, this coming Friday, we have Paul of Salzburg and Hayden Williams from Great Grandma, as well as Robert, Tyreek, and family. That's a lot of
Robert
birthdays.
Tyree. Last Robert, but not
a very Tyreek. A very festive June.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I'm a fan of Paul of Salzburg.
Paul of Salzburg. Yeah,
I'm a fan of Fox Chapel.
Fox
my
Chapel.
Favorite kind of chapel.
Well, you know, if you send us in. Going to Fox Chapel, and we're gonna get that. There's, you can have that one.
Thank you.
It's a freebie.
So, comic bronze.
You can send us a whole list of your family's birthdays, and we will sort them and announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. And if you send what is known as a postal address, we will make sure that the birthday celebrant receives an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed quasi-employee of the United States government.
Wow.
You can send birthdays to us at slbradio.org or use the convenient form at slbradio.org/birthdays. Reduce Shakespeare Company, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And once again, they will be at Pittsburgh Public Theater, the O'Reilly, through July 31st.
July 1st.
Or July 1st. Woo, that would be too long.
Yes.
It'd be fun to be in Pittsburgh that long, but we're not going.
Thank you for correcting that. Thanks also for being here as well as Sean.